for the latter, you forgot South Korea. Most importantly, I did not give anything to anyone. First, it was not mine to give. Second, it was not free. Far from it.
I'm not really interested in hearing anything you have to say.
You did ask. Your plan, as we have established, was to have me arrested and tried for treason. We now both know that this particular plan will not come to fruition. I am offering you an alternative, one that will greatly benefit the United States. It also does not involve my having a sudden heart attack or a fatal reaction to a bee sting.
Why, though? Why would the president not want to arrest you?
You will have to ask her.
She knew, didn't she? She knew all along. Did the former president know? Don't answer that. I know you won't tell me. So that's it, isn't it? That was the plan all along.
You just told me not to answer.
I don't get it.
That was not a joke.
I don't understand how any of this is good for us.
Perhaps your feeling of impotence regarding my arrest is clouding your judgment. Let me repeat what I said earlier. I did not give anything to anyone. First, it was not mine to give. It was not yours, either. The reason the former president agreed to drop it in the ocean is precisely because for the United States to insist on keeping the device for itself would have precipitated a global conflict. Do you agree?
Does it matter? Let's say that I do, for the sake of argument.
Why would it precipitate a global conflict?
Because Russia wouldn't let us keep it.
Correct. Russia would not have let the balance of power tip so far in your favor. They would not have been alone. It would have left the Middle East in even more turmoil. They know you would eventually use it there. Asia would have been upset as well.
Your point?
Having established that the device was not yours to keep, I presume I will not have to convince you that it did not belong to Russia, either.
I thought that was my point.
Indeed. Moscow is well aware of that. Now that they have had their hand caught in the cookie jar, so to speak, do you believe they are in a position to play the moral card as they did in the past with the robot now in U.S. custody?
I'm pretty sure you want me to answer no here.
How about the Middle East? Perhaps if, say, the Emirates had been involved. How about Europe? Asia? Would a German company being part of the consortium be helpful? Japan? Korea? Do you believe any of them, now faced with the likely prospect of losing everything, will try to prevent the United States from participating in this venture?
Okay, it's clever. I get it. So we share it with Russia, now that they'll let us.
More or less. But you are missing the real beauty of this situation. As I said before, I did not give anything away. It was not free. The nations involved spent in the neighborhood of $200 billion to retrieve the device and construct the Puerto Rico base. Had the U.S. attempted to do the same, it would have had to disburse that amount on its own. To do it clandestinely would have been impossible, as you could not appropriate $200 billion for anything without anyone's noticing.
Okay, it's clever, and we saved a bunch of money. What do you want from me? A medal?
A simple thank you would suffice.
I still don't get it. If the president knew, and it sure looks that way, why not let me in on that clever plan of yours?
I cannot tell you what the president knew or did not know. I do not handle these briefings. As I mentioned several times to your predecessor, there are a great many things that require an attention span greater than 8 years. Consequently, there are also a great many things that never reach this office. As for the plan, you must realize that if it existed at all, it would never have been that well defined. The device was causing too much turmoil, in part owing to the manner in which the pieces were acquired. hypothetically speaking, the former president might have agreed that other nations should share some of the burden and some of the cost. I would then have assembled a group of interested parties and begun construction on the Puerto Rico facility.
You mean you got them to build a base in Puerto Rico before we dropped the robot anywhere near it?
I like to believe I have a reputation for keeping my word.
Not sure I'd bet $200 billion on that.
It would have been the only way for the project not to come to a halt for a year or two. We would have needed a head start on the construction while our team continued to work. If, hypothetically, I had promised to get the device to the bottom of the trench at the first occasion, the accident in Denver would have provided the perfect opportunity. That being said, it baffles me that they would be so hasty to show it publicly, let alone that they would bring it back to Puerto Rico afterwards.
Hypothetically?
No. That part is fact. I suppose I could take some of the credit for unwittingly recruiting morons. Without their sheer stupidity, it could have been years, decades, before you and I had this conversation.
So how does that work? We come to an agreement with South Korea, Russia, the Emirates, and we get to parade it 3 months a year? You know we'll never be able to use it against anyone with that list of partners.
I suppose now is as good a time as any to break the bad news. You will not like what comes next.
I'm not exactly ecstatic so far.
You will not share it with three countries. You will share it with 192.
You want to give it to the UN?
No. You do.
Why would I want that?
It has to be this way, so I suggest you find a good reason. If you are at a loss, I can suggest a few. World peace being one of them. The point is that it has to come from you. The consortium must be absolutely convinced that you will never agree to release the device otherwise.
Now we'll really never be able to use it.
You never could. This much should be clear by now. Neither you nor anyone else can ever use this device to attack another human being. That means you cannot blow up the Vatican, even if they are not part of the UN. But instead of sobbing about all the great wars that might have been, I suggest you pray to whatever god you worship and ask that we never have to use it at all. Because if we do, it will likely mean the end of everything. On the positive side, I am certain the UN will be willing to erase a good portion of your debt for this. You owe them quite a bit of money. And yes, you will get to parade it every now and then, though perhaps not 3 months a year. You once told me that this discovery would forever change the way we view ourselves, melt away some of our differences. I sincerely hope you meant what you said, because today, you and the president get to do something good for all mankind. Not something some CIA analyst said might help stabilize the Middle East or lower oil prices. You get to do something undeniably good for everyone. Tell me, how often does that happen?
What if I said no?
I have the utmost respect for freedom of choice. In fact, most of what I do is aimed at preserving it. This, however, is not one of those moments. Feel free to take a few days before you say yes. I would also like Ms. Resnick and Mr. Couture released immediately.
The president said nothing about your pilots. They'll have to stand trial.
Trials seem to be an obsession of yours. You can have the guards try it if you wish. I strongly urge you to prosecute Ms. Papantonio, if you find her.
You mean the psychopath you chose to run your program? The one who took everyone hostage to run some insane experiments?
Yes, that one. I would be very grateful if you were able to apprehend her promptly. The pilots, however, have to go.
I may not have the power to arrest you, but I don't have to do everything you say.
You certainly do not. You should speak to the president and make your decision without considering me at all. You know that she will want to spin what comes next to her advantage. The United States giving the alien device to the world, creating the first planetary armed force, a gift of hope from the President of the United States to humanity. I would imagine a parade, fireworks, and a very long and inspiring speech. That speech will be much easier to write if the pilots are not on death row for treason. The parade will also look better if you do not have to tow the robot. Will that be all? I have a plane to catch.
File number 263. Interview with CW4, Kara Resnick. United States Army. Location: United States Army Garrison, Fort Buchanan, Puerto Rico.
Can't believe Ryan had to be the hero. How typical.
He did help you and Mr. Couture escape.
He helped me escape, all right. He got me out of the very bed he helped strap me on. Twice. He's a dick, but he loves a grand gesture.
He does have a flair for the dramatic, but you should make room for the possibility that his actions were not entirely selfish.
He just wanted to feel better about himself. Ryan doesn't deal well with guilt.
Redemption is not the worst motive I can think of. I doubt he fully realized what he was signing on for when Ms. Papantonio contacted him.
He sure took his sweet time to catch on. Why are you defending Ryan all of a sudden? You're the one who threw him in jail.
And I will send him back, after I express my gratitude for saving both of your lives. I am merely pointing out that Mr. Mitchell is not all evil. He did risk his life and disarm a dozen men to save you.
Less than total evilness. Okay, I'll give you that. What will happen to them, the guards?
Nothing, I assume. They were all legally employed by a legitimate corporation, and most of them have done nothing illegal.
What about Alyssa?
Will she be punished for what she did to you?
To me? Yeah. To me, to Vincent. Whoever else she hurt.
Probably not. She would argue that her actions were sanctioned, if not ordered, by the governments involved. It would be messy, for lack of a better word.
So they just let her go?
No one even saw her. She must have found a way to escape the compound before Mr. Mitchell took action.
Where would she go?
I do not know. The Marines looked for her at the airport. There were no women by that name on any of the passenger manifests for the day. They have calculated some possible routes. The most likely scenario is that she took a short flight to one of the neighboring islands. She may have hopped between a few islands before taking a flight to America or Europe.
So she gets away and we forget about the whole thing. I'm not that forgiving.
Me neither. I contacted the government of Bosnia and Herzegovina this morning. I provided them with some evidence. It might be enough for Sarajevo to ask for her extradition when she is found.
Evidence of what? What'd she do in Bosnia?
She was born there.
Papantonio?
It is not her name. She never went back to her maiden name after her husband died.
So what's the evidence?
There is a 13-month gap in her employment history. Yet, her financial records show little or no change in her spending patterns during that period.
Wow. Let me get this straight. You think she's a criminal because she kept spending the same even though she had no job. Maybe she had enough savings. Maybe Mom and Dad helped.
Both her parents were dead. More to the point, that 13-month gap occurred right around the time of the Srebrenica massacre.
You think she's the doctor who tortured those poor people? Who forced Muslim women to... I can't speak.
Take your time.
Is that why you sent me to find Fata?
I sent you there to find a potential witness. As I said, I have no hard evidence. She has a medical background. Her previous employment was in a hospital only 90 miles from Srebrenica, and she cannot account for her income during the time of the massacre. I did find a sympathetic ear with the Bosnian government. It would be a significant political victory to bring the butcher of Srebrenica to justice, so they will look into the matter further. They will send an investigator to the village where you found Fata and show her some pictures.
Are you sure it was her? I mean, really sure?
I am about 98% certain that she had absolutely nothing to do with the events that occurred in Srebrenica. In all honesty, it is a terribly far-fetched interpretation of the facts, but I have been proven wrong before. The Bosnian government might be able to build a case against her, whether or not she is guilty of that particular crime.
Remind me never to get on your bad side. When will we know?
I would say in about 10 years.
10 years? How long can it take to show a woman one picture? Or is that how long you think a trial would take?
I do not know how rapidly the wheels of justice move in Bosnia. What I do know is that a trial could not start until she is extradited. And she could not be extradited if she is serving a prison sentence for another crime.
What other crime? What else could she have done, kill Kennedy?
She has done nothing yet. But if she lands in one of the major airports I have contacts in, she will be found in possession of several kilos of heroin, or some other illegal narcotic. That should considerably extend her stay, wherever that is. I would say for approximately 10 years, based on the average sentence for drug trafficking.
You don't mess around, do you?
I like to be thorough.
I don't like to think of myself as vindictive, but...
But you are.
Exactly, so thank you. She deserves it. How the hell did you end up picking Eva Braun to run this place anyway? Don't answer that, I don't really want to know.
I can answer that very easily. She is the only person I did not choose myself. And people ask me why I micromanage everything.
So, can we go home now?
There is another matter I am afraid we must discuss before we depart. It concerns you and Mr. Couture, personally.
Should I be worried?
How would you like to make history?
Whoa, cheesy. Isn't that what we've been doing all along?
Well, how would you like to serve in the Earth Defense Corps?
What the heck is that?
An armed branch of the United Nations dedicated to planetary defense. It will be the first ever military force maintained directly by the UN.
An army with soldiers from all over the world?
For now, personnel would mostly come from the United States and Canada.
It would just be me and Vincent.
Yes. The preliminary plan calls for a command and research center to be created within 2 years. It will need to be staffed. When that happens, you are correct. Personnel will come from everywhere.
What will we do?
The primary focus of the organization will be research, exploring the capabilities of the device and using it as a springboard for the development of new technologies with planetary defense applications.
I meant, what will Vincent and I do?
Parades and photo opportunities, for the most part. Unless, of course, Earth is attacked by alien forces, in which case you will most likely die a quick and meaningless death at the hands of a superior enemy with overwhelming numbers.
You make everything sound so exciting. I'm psyched. And who will run this Earth defense thing?
I do not know. I have been tasked with finding a suitable team leader. I promise to stay away from any candidate exhibiting sociopathic tendencies. What matters for now is that this project cannot go forward without you. And I would like to tell the UN that they can count on your continued involvement.
You want my answer now?
There is no time like the present.
Sure. What am I going to say? No, I don't want to drive that awesome alien thing. I know Vincent wouldn't give this up for the world. I sure won't be the one to take it away from him.
I am very pleased to hear you say it. I felt it necessary to ask, given all that you've been through recently.
I know. You big softy. You act all tough, but really you're all mush inside.
That reminds me. Your mother would like to see you.
Mom? Where is she?
Guantanamo.
Come on, really? You put my mother in a cell to use her as leverage in case I said no?
While it is not unfathomable that I would use the presence of your loved ones as a means of persuasion, you should know I would never put your mother in a cell. I am, after all mush inside. She is at the base in Guantanamo, not the prison. Her plane had to drop some Marines along the way. She should be here within the hour. You can fly back to the United States together.
You're an asshole. Vincent said you'd pull something like that.
How is Mr. Couture doing? I have not had the chance to see him yet.
He's fine. He's more than fine. He really likes that hero stuff. It's scary.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I'm still mad at him.
What has he done now to deserve your ire? He has been, as you pointed out, fairly heroic these past few days.
Exactly. How could he be stupid enough to come back for me?
Do you believe he had an ulterior motive?
No. He just cared. That's the thing. You know how I don't easily trust other people.
Is there anyone that does not know?
Well, how could I possibly not trust him now? You know what'll happen, don't you? I'll let my guard down, I'll say stupid things I'll regret later, I'll turn into a 15-year-old. At some point, he'll ask me to marry him, and I'll be too gaga to get myself out of it.
Mr. Couture does not seem like the marriage type to me.
Did you know he's been shopping for a ring? Yep. I was speechless, too, when I found out. I've been acting as caustic as I can under the circumstances. So far, I've managed to look ambivalent enough about my feelings to keep him from popping the question.
Perhaps deep down inside that rugged shell of yours, there is a little girl desperately waiting for her Prince Charming to propose.
Of course there is. Only until now, I'd been pretty successful at keeping that little brat's mouth shut.
What will your answer be if he asks?
You're funny. He can't ask. I'll find a way to be bitchy enough for the next 40 years so that perfect moment never comes.
You seem to have a good handle on that little girl after all. Goodbye, Ms. Resnick.
Epilogue. File number 360. Interview with unknown subject. Location: Embassy of the United States, Dublin, Ireland.
How are you feeling physically? Do you require medical attention?
I'm okay, thank you.
Is there anything I can get you to make you more comfortable? You were exposed to the cold for quite some time.
I'm fine, really. They let me take a shower and gave me some warm clothes. Thank you.
Do you know who I am?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know anyone in Ireland.
What are you doing in this country?
I've been kidnapped. Look, I've told you people a dozen times already. I don't know how I ended up in Europe. A truck driver found me on the side of the road this morning, naked, for God's sake.
You say you've been kidnapped. Can you tell me how it happened?
I was driving home from work when this van hit the brakes right in front of me. I crashed into it pretty hard. Someone dragged me out of my car. I must have fainted afterward.
Where is home?
I'm an American. I live in Chicago.
You fainted, and you woke up on the side of the road near Dublin.
Yes, I did.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I think I was awake for a few seconds in between. I couldn't see anything, but I heard some voices.
How many voices did you hear?
4 or 5, I don't know. I'm not even sure I didn't dream the whole thing.
What were they saying?
I couldn't tell. I don't know what language they were speaking. It sounded like I don't know what it sounded like. Maybe Swedish, Lakota, with a heavy German accent. I really don't know. Something I've never heard before.
How do you know what Lakota sounds like?
I don't really. Dances with wolves? It's the only Native American language I can think of. I was born in South Dakota. There are a few reservations around. Actually, the whole area where we lived used to be Lakota territory.
You have no papers, no identification of any kind. Is that correct?
I told you I was completely naked when I woke up. I don't know what happened to my bag.
You should know that the doctors who examined you found no signs of sexual activity.
Thank you. That's a relief.
Can you think of anything that would help us confirm your identity?
No, not in Ireland. That's not a crime, is it? If you get me home, you can talk to my friends, people I work with.
I would like to show you some photos.
Go ahead.
Do you recognize the woman in this picture?
No, I don't know who that is. She's pretty.
How about this man?
I don't know him either. Who is he?
A linguist from Canada.
Do you think these are the people who abducted me?
I do not. In fact, I can tell you without hesitation that they are not.
Then why show me their pictures?
To see whether or not you recognize them.
Is there a reason I should? I can tell you I don't have amnesia. Aside from the few hours I was unconscious, I remember everything very clearly.
Can I ask you one more personal question? How old are you?
I'm 27.
For the record, could you please state your name and occupation one more time?
My name is Rose Franklin. I'm a researcher at the University of Chicago.
Your DNA profile is indeed a match to that of Dr. Franklin.
You seem surprised. I know who I am. Can I please go home now? I haven't fed my cat since I left for work yesterday.
Miss Franklin, from what I understand, that was more than 4 years ago.
Well, that makes no sense. I was kidnapped. I wasn't in a coma. It's not like I slept for 4 years.
I believe you. Strange as it may seem, there is no accurate scientific method for determining the age of a living person. However, the results of your physical examination and dental x-rays are consistent with your being 27.
I know. I told you my age.
What I meant is that you are missing recent scars and some dental work that was done to Dr. Franklin after the age of 27.
I don't understand.
Dr. Rose Franklin would be 31 years old by now.
What exactly do you mean by would be?
Please come with me. There is much we need to discuss.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Sleeping Giants by Sylvain Nouvel. This program was directed by ID Audio, produced by ID Audio. Text copyright 2016 by Sylvain Nouvel. Production copyright 2016, Penguin Books Limited. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.